Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Miracle Man program here on Wednesday, the 21st of September of 2022. And I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you tonight live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And I can't believe that it's basically fall. And it was up here where I live in Michigan, it was 82 today, and tomorrow it will not be over 60. It will not be over 60. The first day that will be like that since back to like May. So it'll basically be the coldest day in like 4 months, like over 4 months. So that's a sign that it's Michigan and that it's fall. Now in places like Tennessee, Georgia, it'll still be in the 70s, 80s. And it'll continue to stay a bit warmer, but here it's starting to get cooler. And you say, why are you so kind of sad about it? Well, you know, I like chilly nights, like for football season, the football Fridays and stuff like that, but I do not like this stuff that falls from that tends to start to fall from the sky in either late October or earlier mid-November, unless it's December. This stuff that I'm referring to for now will stay nameless. And Kaylee, you already know what stuff I mean, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Because in Arizona, the part of Arizona you lived in, you didn't have to see any of that stuff. You know, that stuff that just might be white.
Yeah.
That
did not have to deal with that.
Unfortunately, this year,
it's going to be brutal.
And like I said, unless it's like December, then I kind of don't really love it myself either. Because maybe it would be better if only there was a way to keep it on the ground but off the road.
Exactly.
Hey, listeners, if any of you have a lead on how to make that possible, get in touch with me. Let me know. Because maybe you have a solution that I haven't thought about. And okay, all kidding aside, it's so good to have you with me, with us tonight. I'm a Miracle Man. If you missed last night, it was powerful. We had Preacher Man on the air with us, and it was an awesome night. It was an awesome time. And tonight, we'll have the Word of God, and then of course, I'll have our music first, and then we'll have the Word of God, and then later on we'll have my football predictions based on what I feel for some upcoming football games that are this weekend. And we have Michigan playing. We have the Lions, of course, Michigan State, Midland, Bow, and then our other NFL game of the week. And we will see how that pans out. Of course. Now, I was wondering, you know, maybe some of your listeners have tried what's called bacon donuts. Literally, it's a Long John donut with bacon on it. It's actually called a squealer. Comes from this place called Cops and Donuts in Clare, Michigan, which the story behind it is Cops and Donuts of Clare is actually owned by Cops. Originally, it was Clare City Bakery, and the Clare City Bakery was very short time from closing back in 2009. A few police officers bought it. They changed the name of it to Cops and Donuts. And that is how Cops and Donuts became a big thing. And they have even signs on their wall there, you know, that say different things about donuts and stuff. And it's kind of cute. Have you ever been there to Cops and Donuts, Claire, Kaylee?
I have. It's been a very long time.
But they had, like, those different donut signs, like I was saying, didn't they? Like, don't eat donuts while something like that. Was it something about no donuts under the influence? Was that one of them?
Probably don't eat and drive, don't eat donuts.
No DUI or donuts under influence?
Yeah. That's exactly what it said.
Like, are you guessing or was there a sign that said that?
I'm just guessing.
I'm sure maybe they changed the wording. Or at times, like that pun board that you might see at Planet Fitness. Have you ever seen the pun board that they have there? There's a certain board in there like that have like the funny sayings or whatever. We call it the pun board.
I don't recall seeing it. I'll have to look that
up. Yep, you'll have to look for the pun board because there'll be silly things on there like what is Forrest Gump's password?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea.
One, Forrest, one.
Wow, why did I not guess that?
It's funny. I like that, too. One Forrest, one. And another one that I like that has been up there before is one that says weekdays. No. Monday to Friday are weekdays. Saturday and Sundays, which are weekend days, are strong days. Which I think is a cute one. So in other words, so I don't know if they're trying to say that those are the days that you should go to the gym.
Probably.
Is that pick the weekend days to go to the gym? Or is the idea that Saturday and Sunday you're already strong, so you don't need to go there?
That's a hard question. I guess it could go either way.
It could be either way.
Would you rather work out during the week or
during
the
week? It all depends. I might be more of a week guy, to be honest. Would you be more of a week person? Like during the week, I mean.
Yeah, but not a Monday because Mondays are horrible.
How?
Just exhausting. Mondays are exhausting.
How in your mind are they?
So wrong.
How? What? You feel like something can go wrong on the gym on Monday?
Probably drop a weight on my foot or something.
Or you're done working out and you go to use the massage chair and the massage chair that you want doesn't work.
Exactly. Or the coin gets jammed.
Like if you're one of those that likes to do the coin op like I do, one of the coin gets jammed.
Exactly. One of those days.
So it'd be like
the water machine would have Aquafina instead of
Dasani. Maybe the faucet would actually be programmed to give you Aquafina instead of just give you regular water. And me put it in my Dasani bottle.
Uh-huh.
Like it could be something like that even maybe. Like that could go wrong. I hope not, but you never know. Maybe that client says weekends are actually strong days. Maybe that's why listeners, because obviously this isn't necessarily, we're just thinking, you know, based on those, you know, those different puns that you might see on the board. By the way, when I go tomorrow, I hope there's a new pun on the board because me and Cassandra, we love looking at the pun board because she loves puns. She was actually the one who got me to look at the pun board because I think she thinks it's cool, as do I. And so we love to look at it, like, and just see, you know, if they change it, because it's always funny. Sometimes they have, you know, it's always, sometimes they might have one about working out. Other times they might just have a different one. Like the four, the Forrest Gump one, which I think is actually really, if you want me to be honest with you about that. Yeah, it really is. And also, I do want to say hello to those that may be listening, my mom and dad, maybe my brother. And I just want to say, you know, it's awesome. All of you who always tune into the program every night, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, wherever you're tuning in from, it means a lot. Preacher Man was telling me the other day when we were having lunch together, he was telling me that we have listeners tuning in from different Muslim countries over in Asia, places like Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, and places like that. And mind you, in these countries, the religion, like the official religion, is Islam. And obviously, my hope is that these people are tuning in to hear the Word of God, like with the motive to hear the Word of God. And that is an awesome thing. People getting saved from their other religions. That is an awesome thing. And obviously, you'll never know what kind of an impact you have necessarily before you get to heaven. You'll never know. And I pray you go into heaven. I plan to go to heaven. No, I am not suicidal or anything like that by any means. But, I mean, like, when either I get old, if the Lord tarries, you know, and pass on, or when the rapture happens and we get caught up in heaven. And here's what I like to say. The sound of the rapture, I'm not necessarily so sure that that's going to be something that just comes from the band section at a high school or college football game. I doubt it. You know, no, I don't doubt. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it'll be longer than that. It'll be louder than that. And it won't be me asking, hey, where's the ball? You know, like if the PA saying where the football is. You got a feeling that's what that would be me asking where the ball is on the field, right? Meaning like, what yard line is the ball at? And possibly how much time left in the quarter, which makes sense, doesn't it? But no, it's not that, Trump. Nope, it's the voice of an archangel. And at the end of it, it is not yelling charge either. Or the name of a football team or whatever. It's not doing that. Or basketball or baseball or whatever sport you're into. Nope, it's not. It's a whole lot more to it than that. And honestly, when we see Jesus split the eastern sky, listeners, oh, I tell you, that's going to be very more impressive than any touchdown that could be any long touchdown pass or run, any three-pointer that could be shot, any home run that could be hit, any goal that could be, I mean, any goal that could be scored in hockey, any race that could be won by the various sports that race, whether it be on a horse or NASCAR or IndyCar or whatever else, it'll be more spectacular than anything you could see in the sports realm. And I didn't say sports was dumb. I mean, there are certain sports that I like to, you know, listen to happen. And you know, and listen to them on the radio. And what have you. But I'm just saying, when we see Jesus split the eastern sky and all that stuff in heaven, that's going to be so much more spectacular. Then you'll cheer. I would hope you would cheer. I know I will. Because because none of those athletes can do that. They don't know how to split the eastern sky. What they know is their craft. By that, I mean, like, what they're good at, what they've practiced for. Like, you know, whether they play football or basketball or whatever. But you know what Jesus does? It's so much more marvelous. And when he does miracles, and I'm about to, speaking of miracles, I am about to go to Pennsylvania next weekend to see this guy. He goes by the name of Rambo, and my dad has a powerful testimony concerning him, and my father's father, which would be my grandpa on his side, he gave his life to Jesus this year. He's doing an event in Pennsylvania. I will be there for it. I believe Friday or Sunday, I believe it is. And I will be there attending it, expecting God to move. And I'm not concerned about this other stuff necessarily. I'm expecting for miracles to break out, even in me, in my life. I'm expecting for him to move. I really am. And so we shall see what happens there. Because as I said, I'm expecting him to move. All right, a couple quick things that I would like to remind you of. First of all, I want to remind you of my book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been. And let me tell you, when you live on this earth, you are going to go through some stuff. Some of us are going to go through more stuff than others. And certain things that I've had to go through, I wouldn't wish on anyone. Even though some of these things like the cancer and that when I was super little, though I might not necessarily remember it, I wouldn't wish it on anybody. Not even the worst enemy. No, 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 no. But, you know, what I know is God is on our side. And though it may look like we're surrounded, we can be surrounded by Jesus. Because it's in him that we fight our battles. It's in him that we win our battles. Because if you think that you're going to go through this life and there will be no battles, you're going to go through some stuff if you live on this earth. And let me tell you what else. No giant, no champion. And we might not face Goliath, but we all do have our own giants. But God helps us win because he's on our side. And so somebody's here. Sorry about that. I was just noting that someone was here. Hello. And Brittany, you're not spying on me, are you? On my show.
Spying on you?
I'm kidding, Brittany, and you should know that. Oh. I'm just messing with you. No, you're obviously not spying. I'm just kidding. I thought you knew that.
No.
You can't take a joke?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Why can't you take a joke?
I don't understand the joke.
No, you're not spying on me. I know you're not. I just had to. This knew you were picking on me. No. But nonetheless, but, you know, you see, as we live on this earth, we're going to go through stuff. But God's going to help us. We're going to get through it with a smile on our face. And if you want to know more about my story, you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles. And it's the story of my life, you know, so much of what I've went through. And then it has, you know, the testimonies in it. I always say there's a test, and then God provides the money. It's called a testimony. Amen. And we should all realize that God is on our side. You know, and when he's on our side, fighting for us, pushing back that darkness, all things are possible. For those of us who believe. Where two or three are gathered together in his name, they shall receive. Amen. Amen. And I trust in the Lord, my God. I really do trust in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I do want to remind you, also, if you go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how the book can be a blessing into your life. I want you to read it. I really do. That Rivers is R-I-V-E-R-S, not R-Y like my name, but R-I like a river, like as in rivers of what? Rivers of Miracles. The other thing I would like to remind you about really quickly is about PayPal. You can go online to PayPal to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. And I'm going to teach on something tonight. I'm going to teach on how to get the blessing of the Lord upon your life. How to get the blessing of the Lord upon your life. You know, what do I do if I want to get by God? And we're going to talk about that tonight. You can go online to PayPal.com in order to sow your seed. and we can then, once you get on there, you can choose how much you want to give, and it's between you and God. And of course, it's not up to me. It's between you and God, what you sow. And when you get on there, you can type in Rivers Shukla. Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing that I would like you to keep in mind related to that is that there's the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla. Both of those are, in fact, capitalized. So please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, make a note of that, if you kindly would. And the verse on the sowing of your life is where it says, therefore, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Amen and amen and amen. I put my trust in him. I put my trust in the Lord my God, not in all this other stuff. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. I know who I am believing in. And I know I shall see it come to pass for me. Hallelujah. Praise his name. All right. Now, I want to sing a couple of songs and then get into the word of the Lord. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. We will go from strength to strength until we see you face to face. Hear our prayer. O Lord God Almighty, come bless our land as we seek you and worship you. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. We will go from strength to strength until we see you face to face. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Come bless our land as we seek you and worship you, hear our prayer. O Lord God Almighty, God bless our land as we seek you and worship you. For you are holy, for you are holy, for you are holy, Lord. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy, Lord. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy, Lord. You are holy, for you are holy, for you are holy, Lord. You are holy, for you are holy, for you are holy, Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Come bless our land as we seek you and worship you. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Come bless our land as we seek you and worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship, and we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship, and we lift your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Oh, you deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship, and we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship, and we lift your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. Yeah. It's not by might. It's not by power, Spirit of the Lord. Yes, against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. Though the lions roar, though my enemies rage against me, I will not give up. I will not give in. No, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. Not by might, it's not by might, yeah, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. Though the storms rage against me, I will not give up. I will not give in. Oh, I will not give up. Oh, no, I will not give in. I will not give up. I will not give in. No. It's not by might. It's not by power. But by the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, against all hope, against all odds, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Oh, I will trust in you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You are with us right now. You are here for us. You know what we have need of, Master. Thank you that you are meeting our needs right here, right now. You know what we have need of, Master. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you that you are who you say you are. And I know that you are just meeting our needs right here, right now. You are faithful. You are, Jesus, you are freedom. Thank you, Master, that every one of these people is ready to receive whatever it is that they're believing you for tonight. And I don't know what it is that these people are each individually believing for from you, but I know one thing. I know that you will meet their need, whatever their need may be. I pray that they are here expecting something for you to do something, that they are expecting for you to do something in their life right here, right now. In the matchless name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, because I know that you are meeting every need. You know what they have need of, even when I don't. I know that you know what they need, because I don't know it, but you know it. That you're healing their bodies, strengthening their minds, strengthening their marriages, those that are married, strengthening their, you are the God who fixes things. Thank you that these people are ready to receive your word tonight, that as I open this word tonight, that they will be ready to receive from it. And that they will be ready to do what your word says, and that they won't just, you know, hear it and then decide to do otherwise. But they will hear it and will follow it and do what it says. And I thank you, Master, for that, for what you are doing for them right here and right now, because I know that you know what they need in their life. Even though I don't know, I know that you know. And I know that you will meet every one of these needs right here, right now, tonight, Master. And now I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom, Jesus, as a result of this great Miracle Man program. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn with me, if you would please, to the book of Ephesians, chapter 3. Praise God. Ephesians 3. Amen. Actually, let's look at chapter 2 to start with. We'll do 2, then we'll do 3. And I'm going to start with verse 1. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Not anymore. Amen. Not anymore. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace that you have been saved. You know what, listeners? I should stop right there and preach. For a second, I'm going to. Folks, you know, those people that we talked about last night, like these people that gather together, these user-friendly churches, part of what they teach is that we are saved by grace. They just preach, oh, you're saved by grace. No matter, it doesn't matter. It's all under the blood. What's the big deal? We're saved by grace. What's the big deal? What do we got to live a certain? Oh, they misspoke. We are saved by grace in faith, by faith in Christ Jesus. God's grace. By the way, it's not permission to just go sin. No, it's not. No, it's not. God wants us, you know, to live right the way he wants us to live. I will continue reading. It is by grace we have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace that you have been saved. Oh, through faith. And this, not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works. We are saved by grace, by faith, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. One in Christ. Let's see what this is about. Now, I know what it's about, but some of your listeners, that's why I like to say, we'll see. Verse 11. Are you still with me? Amen. I hope so. Don't go to sleep on me. Therefore, remember that formerly, you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised, those who call themselves the circumcised, quote, that by one in the body between hands of men, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ. You were excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law of its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new way out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father, one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets of Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by the Spirit. Chapter 3. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you, Gentiles, surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that given to me for you, that is the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. And reading this then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to men in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together with of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. I became a servant for this gospel, the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all God's people, through grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make plain by everyone the administration of this mystery. Hallel, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known by the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus, the Lord. In him, and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory. Verse 14, for this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established, grounded, being rooted and grounded in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and how long and how high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses, that you may be filled with the measure of all of the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more, exceedingly more than all whatsoever we shall ask or think, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church, Christ Jesus, throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Verse 1, chapter 4, and then we're going to talk. As a prisoner of the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling that you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. So, God wants to bless us. But in order for him to bless us, we have to have faith. It's great, you know, like if you want blessing from him, sometimes it's great to tell him what you're asking for. You know, as long as it's the desire of your heart, as long as, you know, the desire of your heart isn't something that would lead you away from God. He wants you to have the desires of your heart. You know, whatever it may be. You know, he loves you. He wants to see you prosper. He's the God of more than enough. When I read a verse that says, like, beyond whatsoever you might ask or think, that means imagine, raises, benefits. By benefits, I mean, you know, like, you know, like, what is that God wants you to have? You know, sales, clients, money, you know, real estate. Whatever it is that God wants you, you know, that you want God to use. Businesses. You know, if that's what God's calling you to, then, yeah, in order to do that, ask him, you know, pray to him, ask him, talk to him about what it is that you want. You know, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open to you. But if you're going to be asking God to bless you, don't be breaking hedges. Don't be asking him to bless your business and then you go ahead and not pay your tithes. Because when you do that, for example, that is breaking a serious hedge. Because that's how God sees it. It's not just, oh, it's the miracle. No, God. And so, in order to do that, you know, you have to ask him, you know, whatsoever in prayer you ask in him, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. Believing. What do you mean believing? Believing. Believing that he exists. Believing that he will do what you're asking for. Not doubting. not being all afraid. Maybe he won't hear me. Maybe he'll ignore me. Because the God I serve isn't a God of ignorance. He loves his people. He cares for his people. And he wants to see them make it. Yes, he does. He cares. And that's why I just keep my hope in him, why I keep my trust in him. Just keep on keeping on. I just keep on believing, knowing that he's going to do what I've been asking him for. Whatsoever he shall, I shall ask or think, knowing that he is going to do it, just as I ask for him to do it. Because I just know that he's going to do it for me. And I just know what, how, and I just know he's on my side, and I don't have to be all afraid or all worried or all anything like that. I just keep my eyes on him, keep on following him, just keep on keeping on with him. And I just know that he does, that God's got a blessing for me. Now, I want you to get ready to receive that blessing, receive that miracle that you believe in for him to do. Picture yourself blessed. Picture yourself, you know, above and beyond what you ever thought you would be. In your body even, you know, in your marriage, your children. You know, having children, those of you who haven't been able to have them yet but want them, all these different things. Because the blessing of the Lord isn't just money. It's not just monetary. And just because you have more money doesn't make you more happy. And some people, money is the least of their worries. What I mean is they might have big money. They could have loads of money, but be depressed. Money isn't the end-all be-all. So I don't want you to think that I'm just sitting here that this is just about your money. It's not about your money, specifically. It's about the blessing of the Lord being on your life. Peace is part of that blessing. Amen. Wouldn't you rather live in peace than be fighting all the time? Wouldn't you rather be happy than always to be than always being depressed? Wouldn't you rather have a sound mind than being all crazy and whacked out? Amen. So my God is able to make all things abound toward me through every good work. Not one or two good works. Every good work. All of them. And the God I serve knows no limits, no boundaries. So don't limit God. Don't try to limit God, because in doing that, you could be limiting yourself. And it's not good to be trying to just, you know, limit yourself to, you know, because what if God has something higher for you? Heavenly Father, thank you for your blessing upon us. I call every person who listens to the show tonight blessed. Blessed in their health, blessed in their marriage, blessed in their finances, blessed in their children, blessed in every area of their life, blessed in their own personal life, like in their mind state, blessed in their memory, blessed in their, you know, every area of their life. Thank you that you're blessing on us. Get your anointing on us. That we would just have the protection in you. That in you, that we would just have what we need. More than enough. Because I know that you meet every need represented. Because you know what all we need. Thank you that you're meeting all the needs represented on this program right now. And I give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. In terms of sports, I'll start off with high school. Friday night, Midland Community Stadium. Dow Chargers looking to bounce back from a game in which they put up 41 points, but it wasn't enough to beat a surging Bay City Western team who put up 70 points on them as they fell 70-41. Now they got to regroup and get ready for Traverse City West. Now, Traverse City West is not doing so well. After winning a game, game one, they have dropped three straight games very badly. This is homecoming for Dow. When I make my prediction, my honest prediction, Dow beat them by a score of only 21 to nothing. They beat Western, Bay City Western beat Traverse City West a couple weeks ago only 21-0. When I look at this game, my honest prediction, Dow Jones Industrial Average, 12. Traverse City's best, 7. I think it will be a low-scoring game. Traverse City West will try to do some things with their defense, but their offense hasn't been doing that much this year, to be honest. So it'll be 12-7, Dow over Bay City, Traverse City West at Montgomery City. Other side, Midland. Midland, who is surging the last couple weeks. They go up north to take on a Traverse City Central team who has lost three games in a row, just like Traverse City West has. The difference is, and this is a big difference, all of the teams that Bay City, that Traverse City Central has lost to are combined 11-1. Lapeer, Grand Blanc, Davidson. Lapeer, Grand Blanc, and Davidson. Maybe it was someone else, but not Grand Blanc. I forget who, but the three teams, three different teams that they lost to all in a row, one loss. Oh, it was Mount Pleasant. Lapeer, Mount Pleasant, Davidson. Last one being Mount Pleasant. As Mount Pleasant beat him 27-21. I think that this Midland-Traverse City Central game will be very close. I think Midland wins this. It could be a sign that they really are for real and that they really are ready to make lots of noise in the division and to be right alongside Bay City Western and Mount Pleasant. And the Saginaw Valley League North. I hope I'm wrong on what I'm about to say, but my prediction, Traverse City Cherries, 27, comic books, 22. Samana's prediction. That will beat Traverse City West. Traverse City Central will beat Midland. My predictions at the high school level. Going on to college. Michigan hosting Maryland. Maryland not looking so good. Michigan, highest scoring offense in America at this point. I think they will continue to do that. Honest prediction, Michigan, 49, Maryland, 10. So in other words, yeah, winning again, 49, Maryland of Jules, 10. Michigan State taking on Minnesota. I have to tell you, Minnesota looks good. Minnesota looks really good. Only given up like 15 points this year, 30 points, something like that. They haven't given up a whole lot. And Michigan State has one loss. They're out of the top 25 because of the loss to Washington. I think Michigan State will take a bounce back. They will bounce back. My honest prediction, Izzo State, 28. Land of Many Lakes, 20. NFL. Detroit Lions got a win Sunday. They turn right back around. And Sunday go to that loud U.S. Bank Stadium to take on the Vikings. It is a tough place to play. It's a loud place to play. It's in a dome-type stadium. And so, my honest prediction, Land of the Vikings, 31, rowing line, lying down, 27. Finally, the last game I will pick, Giants, Cowboys, Sunday night. Big game. NFC East. At times, you could almost call it the NFC Least, depending on the year. Honest prediction. Big Tex, referring to Dallas. Big Tex, 29, Gigantic, 25. Gigantic, that's referring to, you know, the Giants. It's huge, New York City. So your winners are Dow, Traverse City Central, Michigan, Michigan State, Minnesota Vikings, Dallas Cowboys. We'll see how it ends up when the weekend is over, when I come back Monday. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.